Okay, there won't be any spoilers, we promise, but we are going to talk about Stranger Things because the final episode ever of the hit series landed on Netflix yesterday. After 9 years, the phenomenon which created global stars of its cast has closed the door on the Upside Down. So what now for Netflix? What will be the next major series that will keep subscribers coming back for more? We're joined by Rory Cashin, entertainment and culture journalist. Rory, thanks for coming into us. So without any spoilers, what do you think fans will think about the ending?
I think they will be simultaneously happy that they got the ending that the show was always heading towards, but there have been enough dangling threads left that will leave them arguing on the internet for the next few years.
Okay, but not a Game of Thrones type, this was awful.
No. It was never going to be that bad, I don't think, because there was no rush like there was for Game of Thrones. I think the people behind Game of Thrones decided, or HBO themselves decided, that they wanted that to be over and done with. Whereas in this case, the creators have been given as much money and as much time as they felt they needed to get the show to exactly the point they wanted it to end at.
And I mean, some of the episodes in the final season run up to 2 hours.
Yeah, the finale is 128 minutes long. So it's as long, if not longer, than most feature films. So yeah, it's a time investment. It's especially this final season and the season before it. Every episode, you're looking at an hour and a half, whereas I think we've been trained to have certain shows be 22 minutes, 42 minutes. To have something that's 128 minutes long is rare in this day and age. And again, it's further evidence to how much leeway the creators were given to create the storylines and the length of the story that they felt they needed.
What is the secret, do you think? Because first of all, to run for 9 years, it can be really hard, for shows to hold that sort of momentum when people have so much choice. And to run for that length of time, never mind the 9 years, for 2 hours, as you say, for the final episode, with attention spans shortening all the time.
It's attention spans. It's also the gaps between seasons that runs the risk that people might not still care when you do come back. I think Stranger Things initially hit on a perfect middle point of nostalgia because it was harkening back to Stephen King 80s. It was harkening back to Steven Spielberg 80s. It was very much E.T. meets It. And I think it was like a tactical missile hitting the nostalgia centers of everyone's brains. So people who were nostalgic for it in the first place were still nostalgic for it when they were coming back around for season 5.
All right. So the end of an era. What now? What does Netflix do, or what can they do to try and find the next Stranger Things and to keep people coming back? Subscribers, really important, obviously. A lot of competition.
Massively important, yeah. And you can tell because this year is a big, like Squid Game also ended this year. Wednesday season 2 was this year, but it wasn't nearly as big as the first season. They've had some big swings recently, more hits with miniseries, the like of Adolescence, the likes of Baby Reindeer. But the bigger shows that they have put out there that I feel they're trying to get into the same marketplace as Stranger Things, none of them as of yet have hit the same way. So I do wonder, Netflix are very good at keeping their cards close to their chest when it comes to the big stuff they've got coming up. So sometime this year, I wouldn't be surprised. If not very soon, I wouldn't be surprised that they're going to announce something. Yeah.
Do you think it'll hold its place in cultural history like Game of Thrones, like Friends, like Breaking Bad?
I would be surprised if it does because, again, it was reliant so much on remembering other stuff. It was so reliant on nostalgia that I think Stranger Things will keep alive the memory of the older, better stuff rather than its own memory. Not to take away from the impact that it had, because it has had a significant cultural impact. But upon itself, I don't know. I can't imagine people will be arguing about the ending to this the way people are arguing about the ending of Sopranos or Lost all these years on.
Rory Cashin, thank you so much for coming into us this morning.